I'm not happy because it's only 9,000. Well, Bukulvi, I'm not happy for, you know, what the government are doing to us. You know how long it took my cousin? It took only a couple of hours pass on. And it's taken so long. It's taken so long, and we're not happy with the way the system goes, the Western laws. Because it's a life that was taken from the people that didn't care. If it was their family that these kind of things happen, what will they do for us because we are Aboriginal people and that we not recognize, and they think we're stupid people, stupid Aboriginal people, but we're not. It's a human life that did everything for us when that was going to be an elder. His life was taken so shortly, and they will be thinking, you know, oh, Aboriginal people don't care. They got their justice. No way, we didn't get our justice.
Daisy, are you going to ask for this fine money to be given for a memorial as well?
Yes, I want the fine money from each and every one of them, the state, the G4S and the two drivers. And I want the fine money to go straight to the Ward families so they could go back to the Papatat where he first seen the European, 1965, when he was little. I want that money to be given to the community in the special trust. Private trustee, so it could be like only spent on working on land management and the road and whatever my cousin was doing, so the families could follow his footsteps, his legacy.
Daisy, how are your discussions going with the Attorney General about having that?
There's no response. They wrote me a letter here, you are, and they just wrote a letter, not saying much, nothing. Really, they should respond to me and say, oh, well, the fine monies can go to the Ward families, so the Ward families can go back to the community where you always wanted to be, and the families can work for that money, but not in the individual pocket, but work for it.